Gising Maharlika with me, Al Santillan. We're gonna talk about MK Ultra and more of Operation Mockingbird. We've talked about how CIA infiltrated the media, Hollywood, and a lot of our institutions to proceed with Operation Mockingbird. They used tools such as crisis actors, repetitive messaging, and low vibrational energies that paralyze thinking. So let's talk about it more.
Yung mga artista na masikat na nababayaran, sige, sabihin na natin may mga ganong crisis actors. Pero sa akin lang, gusto kong idagdag, yung mga more important crisis actors were the first ones during the first month. For example, yung mga naka-PPE dun sa China, tapos may mga nagsisihulugan mga tao, those are the parang sa plano nila, those are the more important crisis actors. Yung mga nagmamadali sa hospital, tapos pinifilm, ang dami kong nakitang ganun. So, sa mga nanonood sa atin, I'm sure you have seen fake videos of the COVID crisis. Please put it on the links kung meron kayo. Ako si, ako ang dami ko na nakita. So, kung merong, wala pa nakakakita, i-PM nyo ako. And then, para sa akin, sabihin na natin hindi crisis actors yung mga sinabi mo, like Alex Gonzaga, mga ganyan. For me, what's more damaging is the repetitive messaging going to the subconscious of the people. Sa akin, what's more damaging is the repetitive messaging. Parang, hindi mo na kailangan maging crisis actor, hindi mo na kailangan bayaran, pero matik na kung anong sasabihin mo, yun na yung ano, yun na yung propaganda. Diba? Para sa akin. And have you seen the ano, the requirements to be in Rappler is that you have to hate the president. Parang ganun. Or meron ding mga, it's easier to spread a negative message of fear, hate, anger. Kasi ganun yung ano eh, yung sa mainstream media. If you yourself are fearful, hateful, and angry.
So we scrutinized a CIA hearing in the Senate that they admitted CIA infiltrated the Hollywood, the media, and a lot of institutions. What if that video is uploaded on YouTube? The people who hate conspiracy theorists or are allergic to the term or the people who stay with it, they demonize conspiracy theorists being YouTube University students. If it is a real hearing, if it's a real video, shouldn't it be checked too? You may be also asking, why is this all possible? Why can they do this legally? We also talk about MK Ultra, brainwashing. Brutally explained by Kanye West, the reality is horrific. Operation Mockingbird cannot exist with MK Ultra. So let's talk more about it.
One of the linyahan ng mga tao when it comes to us seekers is parte daw tayo ng YouTube University. Diba? Nag-aaral daw tayo sa YouTube. The thing is about videos, if the video is real, if it is an empirical evidence, no, then I think you should observe with your own eyes, listen with your ears, kung tama ba yung naririnig mo. Like, kung ano yung importante, hearing yung kanina eh. Hearing yung nasa video kanina, CIA nagsabi, yes, they admit that they have CIA, paid CIA agents in Hollywood, in media. Sabi films eh. Sabi television networks. So meron sila. Meron silang mga bayad. Do you think mala na yung mga infiltration na nangyayaring ganun ngayon? Diba? And what do you call this? Yung kanina pang pinakita. Oh, wait. No. So basically, there was a law passed in 2012 that makes it legal for the that US government to use propaganda on their people. And for me, the most victimized, kasi para sa akin, a lot of puppets in the Hollywood, sometimes hindi nila control yung sinasabi nila. I'm sure of it. What comes with Operation Mockingbird? comes in pair with MK Ultra. So if we're going to talk about Operation Mockingbird, we should also talk about MK Ultra. So sino yung mga sa mga nanonood alam yung MK Ultra? If you have some ideas, put them in the comments. Si Kanye West, I hope we find the video, Kanye West MK Ultra. Kasi he admitted that he is a victim of brainwashing. This is my story to relate to a lot of people. I have a brother. Sana di niya mapanood to, pero hindi ko naman papangalanan kung sino sa kanila eh. Kasi inaasar ko lagi siya nung bata siya na, pangit. Ginaganon ko siya lagi. So, bully ako eh. Bully ako nung bata ako bro, sa kapatid ko. And then, nagulat ako, nag-confess siya at around 17 years old or 18 years old. Iyak siya ng iyak, sabi niya na nagkaroon daw siya ng, may nagka-crush daw sa kanya at first year high school, di daw siya makapaniwala na may nagkagusto sa kanya. Kasi paniwalang-paniwalang pangit siya sa sarili niya. Pero this guy, my brother, is sobrang taas ng IQ. Sobrang talino ng taong to. Pero, isipin mo ako, wala. Eh kasi, inaasar din ako sa school, ganyan, payato to, ganyan, papangit ako, maitim ako. So parang, napasa ko sa kapatid ko, asaran, alam mo yun, common naman sa mga magkakapatid eh. Pero hindi natin alam yung long-term effect. So sa kanya, hindi siya makapaniwala, may nagkagusto sa kanya. Sobrang low ng self-esteem niya sa kakasabi ko ng pangit. Diba? Now, let's talk about what if you put a person inside the room and you put repetitive messaging. Diba? Repetitive messaging, repetitive images, and even with the help of dissociative medicine. There's a thing called dissociative medicine. If you've known about psychedelics, they cause ego death. Ego is the image of yourself, parang description mo sa sarili mo. If you've taken psychedelics, it will give death to your ego. It's like, nakalimutan mo na yung kasarili mo. Parang ganun. That is one of the negative effects pag hindi nabantayan yung psychedelics and then may negative input. Or may, pag may repetitive messaging, tas wala kang identity, wala kang ego, you will absorb all those. And the only thing that, what they call is handlers, bro. Every MK Ultra victim has a handler. Yung handler na to, nagbibigay ng mga signal. Hand signal, verbal signal, kunyari may sentence na sasabihin o may papanuuri na clip, merong ganun. So I suggest you search for Kanye West's video. It's not on YouTube. Maybe on BitChute or whatever. So please dig for it. Use different search engines. Ganun yung ginawa sa kanya. Ganun yung ginagawa sa kanila. So they trap them in rooms. They tranquilize these celebrities during the night. Ito yung mga pumipirma na part of the global elites. Kontrolado na yung buhay nila. What it means to sign on the dotted line, what it means to sell your soul to the devil, quote-unquote, is total control of your life. Hindi mo alam na dadali ka pala sa MK Ultra facility in the middle of the night. Ganon. Sorry kung parang nearing conspiracy theory yung sinasabi ko, ha? Pero it's Kanye West speaking already eh. There was a time that sabi na hospital daw siya, 2 weeks siya nawala, pagbalik niya bland na agad siya. It's a symbolism kasi. Pag binabland yung mga celebrities, guys, Eminem, mga ganyan, or sila Kanye, ibig sabihin na control sila. That's a symbolism is very important among the elites. Symbolism is very important. Ang symbolism ng MK Ultra is the monarch butterfly. So if you've seen the monarch butterfly in a lot of music albums, bro, it's a sign of brainwashing. So Operation Mockingbird, right? The elites control the media. They infiltrate the media. And then MK Ultra, they brainwash what they call this influencers. So, wala na. Nakikita mo sa movie, idol mo. Nakikita mo sa balita, kinapinagkakatiwalaan mong reporter. Pag pareha silang sinabing may COVID, maniniwala ka. tama, tapos araw-araw mo pa naririnig. Araw-araw pa naririnig. Going back to my first analogy of repetitive messaging, it really damages people. So what if, no, 90% of the media, dito 100% sa Philippines ng mainstream media, sa iba 90% is pagmamayari nitong mga global elites. Then again, pag sinundan mo yung pera sa US, Bilderberg Group, this is one of the biggest na investors sa media, funded by George Soros and the World Economic Forum. I will repeat my message. George Soros, Rothschilds, these guys, they believe in the Georgia Guidestones. These Georgia Guidestones, nakasulat to sa sobrang taas na bato. Guide nila to. They want the population at 500 million. So, if those people control our media, if those people brainwash our celebrities, sino pagkakatiwalaan natin? Ganun kasi tayo tinrain our whole life. Na parang, we watch TV, we trust the celebrities. We trust celebrities more than ourselves. So, if you trust the celebrities more than ourselves, I think it's dangerous. And if you think you're part of the resistance, pero source mo is Rappler, ABS-CBN, diba CNN, tas idol na idol mo pa sila, sino man sila, Tom Hanks, sila Ellen DeGeneres, you're not. I'm sorry to say to you, you are not part of the resistance if you don't know who the real enemies are. You have to find who are the global elites. So yun, again, Operation Mockingbird, MK Ultra, they go together.
Truth cannot be affected by any messenger. I think it's wise to discern the message rather than judge the messenger.
People look at the messenger rather than the message. What if the messenger is paid by the big pharma? Right? So, I would rather listen to someone na walang posisyon pero magaling mag-research kasi alam kong wala siyang pagkakakitaan dun sa sinishare niya. Di ba? Either baliw lang yan o totoo yung sinasabi niya pero wala siyang kikitain para sa akin kasi wala siyang posisyon. So, papakinggan ko. And sabi mo nga, skill, there is such thing as comparing notes, double checking, right? Using discernment. Ako, para sa akin, the message, the bottom line of every message, pag nag-a-align siya sa fear, anger, eto, paulit-ulit ako ah, dun sa mga ganong emotions. Kasi, pag dun nag-a-align yung message, I'm sure ang message nun, kalaban. Kasi ang sangkatauhan, hindi naman yan meant to divide eh. Hindi yan meant na mag-away, sa totoo lang. Meant tayo na mag-unify. Pag yung message is divisive, it's an illusion, para sa akin. When the message is divisive, it's an illusion. When it's unifying, it's the truth. Diba? Unifying for everyone. So yun, napaganda rin sinabi mo yun, parang yung pera na tinapakan, it's the same value, it's the same as the message. Yung tumatapak ng pera, yun yung nagde-demonize ng YouTube. Right? Pero it's the same value of information kung magandang ma-verify. These same people are the same people na learning their skills on YouTube. Right? And these same people, ako ah, personally, point me to Netflix. Sabi, oh, panoorin mo yung ganyan documentary, panoorin mo yung ganyan documentary sa Netflix. Tapos, it's the same Netflix that promotes pedophilia through the Cuties documentary. So, double check, follow the money, tsaka check the message, diba?
I don't want to get religious with any of my podcasts. Al Santillan is not a religious person. But the majority of the country, ang Pilipinas, is very religious, a Christian nation in general, a Catholic, Roman Catholic nation. So I'm sure a lot are exposed to the writings of the Bible, especially Revelations. If these people believe the Bible, and somehow we can provide evidence that give claim to this solid evidence, wouldn't you be more wary of our current reality? This is very interesting.
Oh, Okay. Revelation 13, 16 to 18. It also, ito NIV version, it also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads so that they couldn't buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Oh, this calls for tutors. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. So, matagal na nating tawag dito. Matagal na nating pinag... Ako, matagal na yung number na sa akin yan, yung 666. Sobrang tagal na yung number 666 na yan, pero hindi ko alam kung saan ko makikita. I think it's a mythological number for me. Para sa akin, totoong tattoo na 666. Pero I will show you. Ito, most truthers know this. A patent number. Okay, WO2020-0606-06A1. Now, sa mga nanonood, please tell me more proofs of this number 666. Digital health certificate? That is so dangerous. That is so dangerous for everyone. Akala nila nakakatulong sa atin yun. It's good. Para sa akin, a digital health certificate is neutral para sa akin. Yun ang view ko ngayon. Also, putting my feet into the shoes of people believing in technology and people believing in science. Then, pero, ang challenge lang kasi, yun na nga, kung sino yung may control ng mga laboratorio, o sino yung may control ng mga research centers, kung sino may control at may-ari ng mga patents ng virus, kung sino yung gumagawa ng mga vaccines, I will go to my bottom line. They love depopulation, they're eugenics, they believe in the Georgia Guidestones, they're Satanists, they're Luciferians. So, a digital health certificate, once connected with those things, with those people, I would not trust. It is medical tyranny. Tinatanggal nila yung power natin or freedom natin to travel. Actually, our freedom to travel was long taken. Passports. It's not fair. For example, you cannot go to America, pero yung mga Amerikano, hindi nila kailangan ng visa, they just go here. So, may kailangan pang bayaran, ang laki-laki. So parang, instead na yung tao, pinanganak na... may freedom to explore the world, meron na agad limitation on day one na pinanganak sa mundo. Diba? And it's going to get worse if you say yes to these digital health certificates and vaccines. It's going to get worse. It's a warning.
There's a lot of changes that's going to happen. I've been speaking of their plans and how they're going to do it, but it's not going to happen. Good will triumph over evil once and for all because the white hats have done whatever it took to remove evil from the earth. There will be a lot of changes and I want you to be the first ones to hear about it. I want to share you visions shared to me. And again, I remind you not to believe me and do your own research.
I have a bold statement to make, bro. Kasi para magkaroon na rin ng preview yung mga nanonood sa atin. First, before that bold statement, para malalaman mo kung ano yung nangyayari ngayong taon, you have to unlearn a lot of things. Unlearn. Tama? Tama? We had to unlearn a lot of things. Bold statement that I would make next year, 2021, wala na yung original educational system. Kasi it has been so infiltrated, napakadumi. And yung mismong system nga, it doesn't fit every child. Not every child can sit in a classroom. Not every child wants calculus, mga ganun. So ako, kung ano mang gano'ng katandaman yung university na yan, tutumba yung educational system na yan next year. That is my bold prediction. So ako, to my truthers, I have a plan. Ito, Rock, sinasabi ko na rin sa'yo. I have a plan. I want to open my school. I want to open my own school din. Diba? Na for the kids and for the new earth. Diba? Para i-guide sila. And ito pa, bold prediction. we will be an intergalactic family in the future, diba? So gusto ko yung school na yun is up to that, na parang our students can be part of the Space Force, mga ganun. Kasi to be an advanced civilization is to be an interplanetary civilization. Elon Musk, mga ganun. So yun, this is an invitation to you guys. Talaga, if may mga kilala kayong principals, magaling gumawa ng mga curriculum, I'm willing to talk with you guys. I'm willing to invest. I'm willing to start my own school. Pagdating dyan, kasi I really know na yung mga 100 of years na university has long been infiltrated and their educational system would not work for the new earth. It will all fall down. Ang daming sistema, ang daming parte ng mundo natin ngayon na wala na next year. Ang dami. So, ayun, yun lang. Sinasabi ko lang sa inyo na madaming mangyayari. Sana, ngayon pa lang, alam nyo na kung ano yung mga kasinungalingan. Para hindi na kayo nagugulat, di ba? Para next year, nag-i-enjoy na lang tayo.
Kissing Maharlika with Al Santillan. Remember, I love you all, humans.